So the situation at the moment is there's an East Kent strategy board led by the commissioners, the CCGs, the GPs, that we're participating in. And that's important, that it's a whole system approach to this, that it's the hospital, the GPs, the commissioners, the community services, mental health, etc., all looking at how services are provided across East Kent. We run a health service in East Kent that provides care to patients from Margate all the way down to Ashford and beyond, and all the way across to Canterbury and up towards Sittingbourne. You know, it's a big patch that we provide care to, and we've got to find a way of providing accessible care to patients from all parts of East Kent, but do so in a way that is sustainable, both from a quality perspective, so that there's the right number of people to provide the care, and also in a way that's affordable, because if it's neither of those things, then it won't work. And that will mean that we have to look at how we provide care today and how we might have to change it going forward. The single site hospital for the whole of East Kent has been talked about. That is not something that is being pursued actively now at this moment. What's being pursued now is a look at how we provide services across the whole of East Kent for the whole of the East Kent population, and how we can do that in a safe and sustainable way. I don't have an answer of what that means at this point, and neither does anybody else, because the work's underway as we speak. Over the next few months, we'll be having those conversations and concluding that work, and then obviously, quite rightly, that's a conversation we then want to be having with the staff and also, very importantly, the public, and that's what we'll do. That's going to be late, you know, over the next few months, not over the next few weeks. And at this point, we don't therefore have an answer for what the long term is. That's what we need to do over the next period.